more mad at the pet, or would you be more mad walking in on your girl having phone sex?
Okay, hold on.
Why did you set it up to make it seem like...
Hold on.
In one situation, she don't have a choice. And in the other situation, she has
a choice. In both situations, you do have a choice.
Hold on.
Well, no, I mean, you can
obviously... Ladies and gentlemen, I have a... Yeah, it's good day session. We back. What's happening? We're going to do a, episode. I'm chilling with, a favorite couple of mine. My homeboy and his old lady, man. They became family to me, though, man. Let me introduce. I got Jew Will.
Yo.
And I have... Now, before I introduce his significant other, man. Pause. If your friends do not make you some fried ribs, my nigga, you need new friends, bro.
Facts.
Yeah. But she goes by name is Divana, aka the Achievement Maker.
Hey.
But before we get into this, I want to let Jewel take over this session right quick. He brought up a good point. I want you to ask the questions, and I want to hear both.
Both respond, sir.
Just ask the what? Repeat the whole thing.
Would you be more mad if you walked in on your girl and you caught her having a peck on the lips, or if you walked in on them having phone sex with somebody? Which one do you consider more of a no brainer?
More betrayal.
Yeah, more of a betrayal. More disloyal.
Bruh.
I'm just saying. What do you see is more disloyal?
It's more disloyal is the phone sex.
Exactly.
Because if that man has got you to a point where I got your mind, like, bitch, where you at?
Right.
Hey, get on your phone.
Exactly.
Talk dirty. What kind of panties you got on? That man got you.
Right.
That man has gotten you.
But Vonna coming from a perspective, a peck on the lips is way worse.
What I told you, when you asked me that,
you said
if we're in a relationship, phone sex, I would be more mad at the phone sex.
Even if you ain't in a relationship then.
But if you're not in a relationship.
Okay, so which one do you feel like it? Which one do you feel like is more intimate? If a girl, if you had to go back and tell your homeboys, hey, look, bro,
which one you think you'll get more respect?
Which one your homeboys will get you more respect? If you said, hey, bro, what y'all did, man? We kissed. Did y'all kiss or did y'all did she just pick you? Then you it was just a little pick on the lip. They were like, okay, oh man, but then you tell him, hey, Brad, yeah, what's up, man? Shit, man. Me and Shorty were talking last night, man. We had a little phone set, man. I had to tell me all kinds of things, man. I might just pull up on Shorty. Which one do you feel like you got the most play on?
Pull up on Shorty and nothing happened.
No, we ain't talking about that.
It only ended that you had phone set.
She didn't trying to say nothing happened. I'm trying to say, I'm just trying to say, which one do you feel like you got more? Which one you most satisfied? Well, would you feel like you went further with a pick on the lips?
That's all you got.
Off some phone sex.
That's all you got.
I'm telling you. I'ma go with the phone sex because that man has got you mentally. That man is here.
What is a peck on the lip, son?
A peck on the lip.
But listen, if nothing happened after that, that's all you got out of
him. A peck on the lip to me is intense.
That's more of an experience than a peck.
Yeah.
At least I had 30 minutes or whatever we had on the phone and you just giving me whatever.
What was she doing on the phone? Okay.
It could be whatever.
Listen.
It could be whatever.
That's what you feel like. But to me, I feel like physical contact.
I'd be more mad at the fact I don't give a damn whether you in here masturbating for real or whether you just in here just moaning to the man and faking while you combing your hair. Regardless. You having phones there, and that's the bottom line.
But if she got you mentally, I'm talking about if she got you mentally too, at the end of the day, but like I said,
if you're having phone sex, you've had sex before. Or it could be y'all planning to have sex. Y'all go link up.
But don't nothing happen? Never. That's all you ever got.
I don't care. I don't care if nothing happened. Y'all had phone sex and it could have been nothing happened. But I'm still gonna know. Because if the shit was reversed and y'all would've swept, oh, you been fucking that bitch and yada 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 yada. But
Y'all can go with, and nothing happened. We didn't do anything. It was just phone sex. That's y'all. We the scum of the earth. We cheated. You know, we don't get no benefit of the doubt.
I've just never heard niggas go and brag about phone sex. I've never personally heard.
No, because that's a female thing.
I'm not in a bored world as often as y'all.
I'm gonna be real with you. I've never bragged to my homeboys. Phone sex. Like.
Never have. But I've heard a guy say, "Yeah, we kissed."
Of course, but if it's just a peck on, but if it's just a peck on the lips, did y'all really like? Yeah, y'all kissed, but
that's a kiss. What do you mean?
But a peck.
It ain't making out, but you kissed them.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, if a girl told me, "Babe, I'm sorry," like, "Hey, I just gotta tell you, like, me and this guy, we kissed," and I'd be like,
"So you
told
me when I tell you that you don't want me to tell you that we kissed, you want me to say?"
No, if you said, no, I'm just saying, if you said y'all kissed, my immediate question would be, like, what you mean y'all kissed? Like, y'all, like, made out? Or right, did y'all, like, pick? Like, and if you say, like, it was just a pick, I'd be like, damn, like, what made you, you know, like.
What got you to the pick?
Yeah, like, what got you to the pick?
What got you to the pick?
Like, was it just a pick and you were like, oh, snap, like, no. Like,
Was it just first time caught off guard?
Like, yeah, like, I ain't want to do this, my bad. Like, did he come on to you and just, bam, and you snatch your head back? Or did y'all just lean into it and then it was just a mistake that you, you know, immediately regretted?
No, like an intentional pick. Like,
okay, so even if you told, so okay, so even if you tell me like y'all just you intentionally meant to pick this guy, and bam, and yeah, y'all, you just had a pick. Okay, regardless, you just said that y'all picked. But if I came in here versus you telling me, babe,
it was reversed, and I was literally trying to tell you, babe, it was just a pic. You would be like, y'all kissed this man. But at that point,
you saying, baby, I kissed somebody, you already taking accountability. See, now, if you...
But now you flipping the script. You would say it's a kiss.
At the end of the day, it is a kiss.
So that's my point.
But I'm saying though, babe, at the end of the day, you can't sit up here and act like a peck is equivalent to tongue kissing.
Don't try to act like,
come
you
on,
be cool
she.
With
true,
a
so
peck.
So you true. Gotta still
don't
be.
Don't try to act like you be cool with a peck just because it's what you identify as a kiss. Being
I will be. I will be. I will be more cool with a peck. You telling
like
me
you
that
identify a peck being okay.
No, I will be more cool with you saying that you pecked the guy than you telling me that you and the guy had phone
babe,
sex.
You know me. And if I was to keep telling you, babe, it was just a pick. It was just a pick.
So
you would continuously tell me, babe, you kissed this man. Like, you kissed this
so
man.
Okay, tag me in, bro. Okay, it's what you doing.
This is what you're doing.
Okay. I'm finna put the shoe on the other foot. If you walked in and you seen this man kissing a little peck, as you call it, on the cheek.
As he called it. I call it a kiss.
Okay, so you walk in, you see somebody, another female right here.
On the lip.
On the lips.
James on the lips.
Peck James on the lips.
James Peck on the lips.
Okay, cool. What's gonna be your reaction?
Yeah, kiss.
Hmm?
I'm gonna be like,
yeah,
we did.
That's gonna be my reaction.
Yeah, that's it. You just.
I'm not gonna say y'all picked.
No, okay. So after we've identified it's a kiss. Like, how far are you gonna take this? Like, are you just gonna sit up and ask him like, is it
are
just
you
a pick?
Treat it like I was in him tonguing her down.
Exactly. Are you gonna treat it like I've been fucking this bitch? I just got caught.
How far are you?
Like, how far? Pick? Like, you know, you how far are you comfortable with the fact that okay, I just caught my nigga kissing another chick?
Some people may feel way worse. I'm just saying, babe. I'm just being real.
Like,
personally, I don't know how I would feel if James just picked another girl.
But I'm just saying.
But your reaction, you would be, know. You know.
I would be irate. Like, I would be pissed off. Like, you can't talk to me for the entire day.
Of course.
Maybe week.
Of course.
Okay.
But imagine what would have happened if you caught me and this girl literally, like, then went from straight up kissing to now I got her all laying down damn near out of her shirt. We are here just tonguing each other the fuck down over here on the sofa. Like, That's a whole nother ball game.
Of course, it's a whole.
If you walk in and me and her,
that's
just
like it's a whole nother ball game. If she just kissed you on the cheek.
I mean, of course. So at the end of the day, I'm saying though. So don't just.
But when you kiss on the lips.
So that's what I'm saying.
That's
but
a kiss.
So, but I'm just telling you. So to the extent.
So hold on. I think I got it. Okay, let me ask this quick question. Okay, with the kiss thing, do you consider it be more feelings if somebody, you know, a peck on the cheek or tongue?
Definitely tongue.
Okay, so if you came through the door and you caught James tonguing a chick down onto my blah blah blah.
All I'm saying is that y'all are taking peck lightly in this situation, but if it happened to you, you wouldn't take peck that lightly.
But no, I'm just saying that if I, like I said, the scenario was if I walked in and I said, babe, what the hell is going on? Or if you came to me straight up and said, babe, me and so-and-so kissed, I'd be like, what do you mean y'all kissed? You say,
we pecked.
I'd be like, okay.
Just quick.
What, right. And I'd just be like, all right, what led to that? Like, what happened?
What?
And you, because at the end of the day, you take full accountability. I'm just saying,
so now,
you take full accountability.
So now the weight of the pick depends on how you got to the pick.
Well, no.
Yeah. No, I mean, that, yeah, that too.
But at the end of the day, I'm still going off of, at the end of the day, you already taking accountability. The way you trying to
so
put,
what is the life?
Babe, the way, because the way you trying to sit up here and say, you are here like, what if I'm like, it was just a pick. How would I, that's like me coming at you, blaming you for trying to kiss this guy. But I'm naming a situation where you coming to me already having accountability for the situation. I'm not blaming. I'm not saying that it wasn't a pick. So why are you fussing at me saying that it is?
But see, that's that guilt. That's exactly. That guilt. That's that guilt. That's that guilt. It's on you. You trying so.
But I never came. But I would have never came. But at the end of the day, it was just a simple quit. Like, you already coming to me saying
exactly.
It happened.
I'm not guilt going me trying to tell you, babe.
So,
it's just a
so you trying to get me to believe it's just a peck. I have no choice. I don't know what to believe. You could have said we just shook hands, you know.
And at that point, when you say it's a peck, then if you end up saying that, I'm going to say either way or not, it was a kiss. Of course. But like I said, but it ain't like you was in. But if I was going to be like, oh, break. But if I was like,
worse,
but that's what I'm saying. Too. But if I were like,
I'm
you were going.
It's not something to be taken.
But I guarantee you, if I was on some make or break, at the end of the day, I would. If I was in here like, man, oh no, man, you ain't never the little hoe, man, get the hell up out of my house, this and that, and the third, over a little pet. Folks be like, God dang, James, you ain't have to dog her out like that, man. Like, she ain't doing that, but like, just pet the dude. You know what I'm saying? Like,
but
it'd be like a bit, and I get that. You know what I'm saying? But it'd be a bit much just for a little pet. Versus me, like it
like
won't
said,
it won't make or break
like case
it.
Case by case, everybody
of course.
Take it differently. So
but
like
I won't.
Said, if you see the person pick, she don't make
a
second
dick. Of course.
That's what I'm saying.
Hey, look, man.
It's different for different people.
No. You know what? You know what? I like I said, I would want to know, cause I'm gonna be irate. Cause like for any man, if I come through the door and I see my old lady, it was just a peck. I don't give a fuck if you shook this man's hand. Why the fuck are you in here with this man kissing? I don't know what the fuck y'all have done.
I don't give a fuck.
Okay.
I would be pissed off if you and her face is more than 10 feet away. If you and her face is this close, I'm pissed off.
All right, so
I don't even need you to make contact.
Take this situation.
Okay, situation.
Your girl,
okay.
You finna talk
to me. Ask me a question real quick. I'm just curious.
Hold on, we'll go back. What's happening?
What is the lightest version of the pick?
So yes, on the cheek.
What you mean? No.
Like when somebody pick on the cheek, like on the mouth, you said like, what it be? Your next question would be what laying.
You know what? No
pick.
Tongue.
What
no
is
tongue.
Something? No.
No.
You said
no.
Your next question.
It's just a pick.
You said after the pick, after you say it's a pick, your next question would have been what laying up to the pick.
No.
Yeah.
What is the situation?
I would ask how long.
Up
this,
to a pick that you would be.
I'm going.
Not as mad as.
Niggas don't want to know like how long this been going on. Like you just say no, you know. Like if it just happened right there, I can't take your word for it. Like I have to trust you to be like, okay, she never did no foul. She like this. Then she, and if she just, you know.
Right.
You mean like if it just happened that day, like we.
Right.
Like if everything was cool and it just happened that day, it would. I would be like, okay, my baby ain't never
like
stepped out on me before.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So this may be, at least she coming to me or, but at the same time, like, no matter, you still, I mean, it can be looked at as a mistake, but in the back of a man's mind, like, the suspicion is going to be like, bro, am I slipping?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, I wonder how long she been doing this shit. But I didn't notice nothing. The fuck? You know what I'm saying? So like that's how I'm a thing. But we go want to know like what led to that kiss. I mean, like I said, this could have been some, you know what I'm saying? Y'all could have been want to smash. You know what I'm saying?
I'm not even going at it from the, and I mean I do agree.
But if I come through and like you said, you having phone sex, 9 times out of 10 y'all don't already had sex.
I mean,
I'm keeping all this, but like I said, the phone sex has more mental connection.
Of course,
but it could go one or two ways. It could just be some, I'm gonna do this, you know what I'm saying, leading up to the link up, you know what I'm saying? Or it could be, you know, I really like what you had on at the office the other day. Like, what you got on? No, it could, you know, the details, and you know, I think that requires a little bit more mental. If you can just, you know, get her to just have phone sex, like, hey, what you doing? Hey, put the phone. You know what I'm saying? That means you got her.
I definitely understand.
You have her.
I definitely understand that, but I feel like that's still.
Me personally, I'm gonna be hot over either one.
That still requires a follow up. Like, phone sex requires a follow up.
But you know what though, the phone sex could have happened like, damn, hey, your boyfriend still mad at me, man. I know he looked kind of hot when I, you know what I'm saying, when he walked in, and you know what I'm saying, he caught a kiss and like that, you know, a little peck and everything, you know. And it could be, you know, she ain't talking to her husband because he mad, her boyfriend or whatever, because he's mad. So the only nigga she got to talk to, if she does talk to that, it would be that nigga.
And they always have phone sex.
I mean.
It that could be, you know what I'm saying? But, like, it could go one or two ways.
You though. Talk, but you finna talk to a girl.
Okay.
And your girl say like, number two. Oh yeah. Okay. I don't know. It's still basically the same thing. Your girl say, oh yeah, I used to, even though she done talked to one of your homeboys, it's off limits. But if your girl say, oh yeah, I used to talk to one of your homeboys, me and him, like, at one point, at a party, we pit one time, like just pit. Or if she tell you that me and your homeboy, like, man, we had phone sex a few times on the phone, like, which one would be more of a, like, even though, like you know, it'll be like, nah, but so if she tell you that she kissed, okay, I'm just saying, like, or if she just say that they had phone sex, you know what I'm saying, like, just, but I mean, I don't know how you just. Like, just talk to somebody one time and just have phone sex. That's the only other thing about phone sex. Like, it ain't. I can see how you get possibly just. I don't know, like, you
that's why they made, talk that's to why, somebody that's why more they made, than one time. That's why they made FaceTime, bro.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And even then, you know what I'm saying? That's why they made
FaceTime.
But she, you know what I'm saying? You can't just treat phone sex like it ain't nothing.
Like I said, like I said, if you're having phone sex, it could go one of two ways.
Like you act like a pet is way worse than phone sex.
Let me ask you this then. Would you rather your girl tell you that she had picked 12 guys or she had phone sex with 12 guys?
That's a lot of niggas. That's 2 dozen right there, boy. That's a whole kind of eggs right there, boy.
It's about either one. You pick a girl that kissed 12 guys.
But just to pick them.
I mean,
didn't
have phone sex.
12
guys. And ain't kissed now one of them.
Niggas ain't pecking nowadays though.
And you ain't kissed now one of them. You just had phone sex with your 12 guys.
So if she telling the truth,
every last
if she telling the truth, that's
the
thing.
Is she
God on the truth?
But it's just a pet. I'm still looking at it like it's just a pet.
So you will choose 12 pets over 12 phone sex.
I mean, at the end of the day, hey man, it's just like, what in the hell are you doing with phone? Like, are you set? Like, are you on some OnlyFans shit? Like,
hey, she on her OnlyFans shit. Like, she for the streets. Like, she for the streets.
There ain't no way you just talking to niggas and just she is photo, niggas, she I want to do this and then the third and just get niggas off for the fun of it. Like,
she so, charging niggas or something.
Something else is going on. Like, you ain't telling me. You ain't telling me out of them 12 niggas, 6 niggas ain't hit.
I'm trying to tell you.
You ain't telling me 6-7 niggas ain't went further.
It's the God honest truth. And you know it to be the God honest truth.
What? That she damn had phone set with the guy?
Yeah.
It just like, at the end of the day, it like, still, I want to know what the hell
going
on.
Wait,
so
why'd you answer first?
But it's a, I still go with the girl who probably just pet.
Maybe because I'm older, bro, but because I look at it like this. For example, take us three. Let's just say me and Vonna started being attracted to each other.
You come in, me and Vonna have phone sex. No peck. You hear Vonna say she gonna do a bunch of shit to me. You ain't never heard her say she gonna do to you.
Right.
So you telling me that has lesser emotions than a peck? No, my
no. No. If I came in here and saw you and saw a peck, I would literally be a song to have to dish it out, and me and you would have to talk it out. But I promise
y'all
you,
still talking about inner relationship. But babe, understand it.
But babe, regardless, you are even single. Even outside of it, if someone would have told me that y'all had phone sex before, versus if I was about to talk to you, and someone said, "Bro, man, show that."
Now see. Yeah. Okay, that's a factor. Say you say this is before. I've talked. Okay. Like, no. But see, this is my thing. If it happened before me, I don't care.
Right.
As long as it don't happen during me.
Right. But look, say for instance, I'm about to talk to her, and I'm like, "Hey, so I'm finna be girl down on her." And
he said, "One time we had phone sex."
Yeah.
Versus one time we kissed a peck.
I promise you, if he said, "Bro, one time we had phone sex," I'd be like, "I bet I ain't talking to Shorty. Like that's a done deal." Like, what the fuck y'all have? Like,
yeah, because I agree with it, because a nigga will be like, "Okay, phone said, okay, so that mean you," a nigga will just automatically, yeah, like, okay, that nigga don't smash, okay, cool.
Bro, like, ain't no way y'all just having phone said, like, nah. You out here talking about you ain't no way. Ain't no way y'all ain't seen nudes.
Even you saying that, it's always still the follow up. Y'all still are believing in the
follow-up. Of course, but I'm saying, no, but even if I believe in the follow up of a pick, if someone just told me that y'all a pick, I can think of a bunch of things that just can lead it up to a pet. But phone sex? It's a lot of things. Come on.
You have to follow up with phone sex.
That would make it even worse.
Exactly. That would make it worse.
So that would even outside of a relationship.
If it ain't a follow-up, what is so bad about it?
I mean, at the end of the day,
you know, with no follow-up, I don't see.
But no, I'm not talking about a follow-up. I'm just saying, like, how did you get into the mold of,
like you and Sarge
got on the phone and just said, "Oh yeah, you know, I'm kind of feeling horny tonight," and then Sarge like, "Yeah, me too. How about you start moaning and put your hands in your pants, and then I put my hand in my pants, and then we just start, you know, kind of, you know, like y'all, just, and then y'all just start moaning on the phone. Y'all don't get it. That don't happen. That ain't how phone sex initiate. Like, hell no. Nah. You don't just get on the phone and just,
we bored. It's just phone sex. You can't.
Let me put it like this. I believe you would appreciate phone sex more. Let's say if Vonna just got a, let's say she started cooking at this company, and they were like, "Yo, we want you out here out west, but you got a situation where you got to be here." Phone sex would be that long distance shit.
Of course,
you know,
to keep your ears ain't going.
You know that's the main thing. Like I said, I can honestly say maybe I've had phone sex maybe once, and I was like, "Bro, so this really what we doing? This really what we doing? Like,
right?
Is this really what we? I just tell you do this like that and." Okay.
That's it.
I'm gonna just pull up.
Right. But I just feel like a peck in both situations, either in or out of a relationship, is way less intimate than phone sex. I 100% agree with that. Like, it ain't no.
Well, you know what?
I can agree.
You think a peck is more? You think you got more intimate with a girl if you pecked on the lips?
One thing about it though, man, when you say peck on the lips, like kissing is a part of intimacy.
Of course.
So that shows that you're intimate.
Because you was into them, like
you know what I'm saying. So that so yeah. I can get why you saying like that emotion. Yeah. You know, I get that.
So you feel like a peck is more intimate than phone sex.
Now that you say that, like sex is sex, but like they say, men are cheat for sex, but when a woman cheat, it ain't about sex. You know what I'm saying? So,
but still, a peck though. Like, what's a peck to you, Sarge? Like, if you went home and you came and had to tell me, if you went and told your boy, "Yeah, we kid," they'd be like, "Hey, you mean you kid? Well, we just pecked on lips." Them boys be like, "Man, what the hell, man? Y'all didn't kiss then? How the hell you mean you just pecked on the lips?" Yeah,
I feel like
you ain't doing that.
We ain't do nothing. We just had phone sex, but when I went over there, she ain't let me do nothing. So you just had phone sex? Yeah, man, that's it.
So you just, I mean,
man, you ain't do shit.
I don't do phone sex,
bro. Niggas will be like, man, I mean, you do shit. Like,
really? I mean, I'm talking about, but I'm talking about, we'll, hey, when it is FaceTime me, FaceTime me. Some your shit, you know what I'm saying?
We go FaceTime me some pussy.
Right, I mean, that.
But
that,
I mean, like I said, but you know what though? Now that you mention, like, when you was younger, like, you know, when you maybe like 14, 15, you know, right. like, you think about your first piece of action.
Yeah, middle school.
Going yeah, that's middle school.
You can get credit for phone sex.
You know, I'm.
But once you get 30, how you get?
But the thing is though, people still do that though. Like, if you just want to tease them or whatever like that though.
Niggas paying for phones.
Like, niggas paying for OnlyFans is jumping. Phone
operators.
Like,
girl,
trying to tell you.
That's like
this
Rocco
home.
Fuck with you. If she don't do nothing but have phones.
You got niggas willing to pay to hear you breathe.
That she fuck with you.
Right? Come on, man.
So,
but it can.
So, is it cheating if your man call or if your girlfriend call a hotline to have phone sex versus if they just watch a porn?
Because
in both situations, you masturbating. To somebody.
I'm gonna be mad because you spent money to talk to somebody.
You can talk to me. You spent money on porn too.
Cool. I mean, I look at everybody watches porn. Who doesn't watch porn? I feel like everybody watches porn.
Porn is fine.
Porn is fine.
Porn sex is not.
Porn is fine.
Come on, man.
Everybody gets off on porn.
You finna tell me that I'm finna be mad at you.
They was on the phone. That's just when it's.
But you saying that I'm finna walk in here and be mad at you masturbating to yourself and your privacy versus
looking at somebody else.
Okay, that you don't even know versus
don't
calling.
Even know and calling somebody that I don't even know.
Oh, so you talking about like Jay calling somebody?
Hotline, yes.
Oh, even if you still. I
don't know this person.
I'm saying though, but still, I don't want you still giving nobody else that satisfaction of moaning. You are here moaning full fledged and knowing the fact that this person over here hard as hell getting off on your shit. And so you acting like that shit just cool. If you were here, what the hell that person on your screen got to do with you? Can you can show your tip. If you was in here watching porn while the dude sat on the screen. And you showing your titties to the phone screen, shaking your booty to niggas on porn. No, I'm just saying, like, if you was in here just doing whatever, masturbating, doing whatever, you can moan as loud as you want. What are you doing to them people on that screen? Not a damn thing. But if you moaning as loud as you want on that phone and doing whatever, what you doing to the person on the other line?
Not
turning them the fuck
thing.
On? Oh, so he's sitting there soft. He just sitting there like, oh,
the
yeah.
People just do their job.
Hit that Rocco, oh baby, oh
hey,
baby.
So you gotta get that Rocco on,
oh baby, oh baby, oh baby. Oh shit.
Bono just keep playing it to the left, man. Don't worry about it.
But you know, it's.
Don't worry about it. Friend giving tomorrow. Friend, give
it
tomorrow. We're gonna have round two.
You know,
we're gonna have more ladies. We gonna see what it really going.
Okay, yeah,
we go
continue this discussion with more women and men.
Hey, we gonna see what it really going. Man.
Okay,
we're gonna bring it up tomorrow.
Yeah.
Hey, ain't no way all women feel like this.
Man, look, man, it's a 50-50 deal, man.
I don't think all men feel like this either.
I agree. It probably be some.
Ain't